Living is the only way to solve inner conflicts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Living is the only way to solve inner conflicts. At all times, we are faced by inner conflicts, inner decisions that confuse us, that make us wonder what is the right thing to do, what is the right way to act, what is the beneficial thing to do to make life a wonderful and positive thing for me. What can I do? What can I do? I ask myself this time and again, and the answer never comes through easily. But when I just live it, when I am just living, and I find that the inner conflict comes, somehow I seem to have the solution. The inner conflict does not remain powerful, it does not remain overwhelming, it does not remain something that controls me, because I'm living. I'm just going from moment to moment, living from concept to concept, doing whatever it is I'm doing. Oftentimes, and we will take a broom, and we will go and sweep the house, or sweep the porch, or sweep the sidewalk, or sweep the driveway, or sweep whatever area we want to sweep. Sometimes we even sweep the gutter along the street so that our house will always be looking clean and neat. Our yard will always be looking clean and neat. We don't want to do it in contradistinction to the neighbors who do what they do. We want to do it because we do it. We take lovely flowers and we plant them in flower boxes around our house, and we do these things. We mow our lawn regularly, and we pick up the clippings, and we sweep the walk after we mow the lawn, and we make everything beautiful and clean. In wintertime, we keep the snow shoveled from our walk. We keep our exterior house very proper and lovely. We make sure that the windows are firm and secure so we don't lose a lot of heat that we're performing in the house, so it can remain there. Oh, we do all these things. Now, what are these things that we are doing? We're living. We're living with the things that come to our attention, with the things that are for us to do. Now, we don't have to do those things. We could rent an apartment. We could live in a bomb shelter. We could live in a box. We could live in a tent. We could do anything at all. But we have chosen to live in the house that we have chosen. We have chosen to live in the world that we have chosen. And as we have chosen it, we keep it as beautiful as possible. I've had the privilege of traveling around the world and seeing where people live and seeing how people live. And when I'm in Nigeria, when I am visiting our students in Nigeria, and I see their homes, and I see that they have a palm frond that they use to sweep their yards. They don't have lawns, because lawns are a lot of work too. Some people will have a lawn occasionally, and they'll keep that lawn mowed just beautiful. It's not to walk on, it's not to walk on, it's just to look beautiful. And they have no windows in their windows, they're open. And they keep them clean, they keep them dusted, because the dust is all around. And inside of their house, they sweep the floors, they do everything neatly, they maintain everything they have as well as they can. They don't think that this is very unhappy. They don't think this is not good. They don't think anything is bad about it. They don't think have an inner conflict with what's going on in their world. That's where they live. That's what they do. Eskimos living up in the Arctic or the Antarctic, wherever they may live, they have igloos, perhaps, made out of ice. And they live in their clothing most of the time. And yet, they don't stink. Their bodies are beautiful. They eat the foods that they eat. And this is where they live. They don't have an inner conflict about, oh, this is so terrible. I wish I didn't live here. I wish I didn't have... They live there because they want to. They live there because that's where they choose. They could evacuate. They could leave. As many young people do, they leave their country of birth and they go traveling the world and they look and see what other people are doing. And sometimes they go back home and they say, this is what I want. This is my home. And they have no inner conflict about it. They love it. And when they travel the world and they see all of the things that people have collected and the things that people have in their lives, and they don't say, I want that, I want that. Many times they don't want that at all. Oh, perhaps television, perhaps a telephone, perhaps something of that nature. But having all the other things is not important to them. They go back, and most of the time they go back to their native costumes. Most of the time they go back to their native life, their native way of doing things. Not because it's an inner conflict. The inner conflict would be when they try to change from that, when they're perfectly happy having those type of things in their life. Are you living with inner conflict because you'd like to have things different than they are? Are you living in an inner conflict that says, I want to be something that I'm not appearing to be right now? Start living in the only way that you know how to solve your inner conflict. Begin to love where you are, and it no longer becomes an inner conflict. Begin to love who you are, and it ceases to be an inner conflict. Love your neighbor like yourself. Love your family. Love your world. Love the environment you have. Love everything you do, but mainly love yourself. And when you love yourself, there is no place for an inner conflict. There is no place for anything that would cause you distress. There's no place for anything that would tear you down and make you feel that life is not absolutely beautiful. My Nigerian friends and my German friends and my New Zealand friends and my Australian friends and my South American friends and my friends throughout Europe and the world, all over the world, wherever they may be, they are happy where they are. They could easily transport themselves somewhere else, and they oftentimes do, just like we go visiting around the world, and there's no place like home. We come back to our home, whether it be a mansion or whether it be a hovel, and we say there's no place like home. We want to be at home with our family, with our world. If these things can satisfy us so easily, think how easily we could be satisfied if we said, I like me, and then we live in that I like me consciousness. And where does the inner conflict go? It fades away into its native nothingness, and we are at peace. We are at one. Just think to yourself, if you've ever gone visiting, even in your own city, in your own neighborhood, and you cannot wait to get back home and kick off your shoes and be yourself, you cannot wait to get back home and do what is natural for you to do at home. You cannot wait to be yourself and have fun in your environment that is who you are. And as you live in your environment, in your home, in your livingness, you find that all of the conflicts you ever have, all of them, fade away. Oh, they may still be there as a fact, but they're no longer a conflict. It may be a fact that you don't have any shoes, but it's no longer a conflict because you are happy. You are happy with what you do have. If you don't have what someone else has, it no longer is a conflict like it once was that you wanted what they had, because now you are so happy to be with whatever you do have, whoever you are, whatever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you are. Living is the only way to solve inner conflicts. Being yourself and having fun is the only way to live. Being yourself and having fun is the only way to live in this life or in any other relationship. Claim that for yourself today. Know that this is who you are. Know that this is all that matters in your life, that living is the only way to solve inner conflicts. And the inner conflicts go away, never to return, because you are content with who you are now.